Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Curious Conversations with Tully and Sarah. We sit down and chat with business owners, entrepreneurs, and some of the best conversation starters. This is a podcast about real life lessons and people doing cool shit. Welcome back to another episode of Curious Conversations. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. That's how we start, Tully. You just asked me to bring it in. And yeah. I was like, how do we start the episode?
Yeah, I was like, that was so unprofessional. I'm doing it. Turn it off. So we have a very exciting episode for you today. It is our live podcast from BTV, Beyond the Belly.
Our second live.
Yeah, it's our second live, but this one was like a legit live. Like, it was so fun. It was at BTV, which is a massive music festival.
38,000 people.
Crazy. And I mean, if you listen to our podcast, you will know we were like fangirling. We knew Shayna Shea was playing after us. It was a big deal.
And who were we besties with afterwards?
Yes. So, love Shayna. She was great. But I have to say, her husband, Brock, fucking legend.
I knew you were going to drop the F-bomb and say effing legend. I knew it.
He was so lovely and he made such an effort and just like really good flowed, like flowing conversations. I mean, he's Australian, so what do you expect?
And I'm pretty sure going to BTV has converted me to thinking about going to a festival.
I wouldn't camp. We did go to the camping area and like it's a great setup. It's like glamping, but I'm just not a camper. And the fact that it's like 4 days also gives me anxiety. But we have to say kudos to the Beyond the Belly team because just the logistics of the whole festival, like the setup, it's pretty crazy.
If you weren't pregnant, I would have stayed.
Yeah, I would have stayed too. So we actually, when we recorded and then we stayed and listened to Shayna and then we went up to the main house, which is the artist house, which was really cool. Really cool vibe. And then we just got a message saying, oh my God, Dom Dollar is dropping a secret set. So there's these things that they call secret sets and like artists that weren't confirmed for the festival end up doing a set and he was playing and we were all so amped, like so excited. We're like, yeah. We're going to stay for Dom Dollar. Even Brock, Sheena's husband, was like, yeah, we're going to stay. And then we went up to the artist house, had lunch and then we were all like, oh, I think we're going to go home. They had to fly to Brisbane and Sarah and I had to drive all the way back to Melbourne, Sarah driving to her house, and then we were going to Queensland the next day. So we did not do that, but we should have stayed if I wasn't pregnant.
But it was a great episode, a great live chat.
Yes. Shout out to our friend Laura, who was our guest, who was, I mean, you'll hear it on the podcast. She's a bit of a veteran of BTV. So we wanted to hear from someone who had been to the event many times and survival tips, stories, all that kind of stuff.
Actual survival tips.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, so just a little bit of a nice fun episode for you.
I was going to say fun.
Yeah, fun episode, but then we'll be back next week with
regular programming.
Exactly.
I've been requested to bring back my dating stories.
Oh, yes, yes.
So watch out 2024. I will be talking about my dating stories. And fun fact, kind of just ended it with someone else dating.
Yeah, true.
So
isn't it going to be funny, guys? You're in for a treat in 2024. There's going to be a lot of different topics we're going to be covering because literally I'm giving birth in April. We can talk about birth, whatever, pre-birth, birth, whatever, and then parenthood.
I'm just trying to find myself a boyfriend.
Sarah's going to go to Europe mid-year, so she'll have some Europe stories. We'll always have business. We'll always have inspirational chats for you. But I think this year it's going to be really like a great, I was going to say season, but most like, you know, all of our seasons will be great because there'll be so many new chapters of our lives and it's exciting.
Well, apparently for Cancerians, and we're both Cancerians, there's some planet retrograde that has been happening for us since 2008 and it actually ends, or it ended on January the 20th. So yeah,
crazy. So we will, it'll be a really great year and we're very excited, but it's good because it'll hit many, I was going to say target markets, but that's my retail brain working.
We're covering all bases. You got the single girls for me with me, like Sarah, yep, we're trying to find a husband as well. We've got the girls going through like motherhood like you are.
Business galleys.
Exactly. We're hitting all categories.
Yeah, which is good. And it's really exciting for us. So as always, if you guys have any topics that you want us to talk about on the podcast, slide into our DMs. We're going to really try this year to give you more of what you want. We've learned that from a lot about other businesses. It's really important to listen to you guys. So if there's any topics that you want us to talk about, please drop into the DMs. If you want me to talk about my birth, someone yesterday said, are you going to record at your birth? I'm like, fuck no. But I'm happy to go into detail if that is something that intrigues some people.
Someone asked me if I was going to be, or several people have asked me if I was going to your birth. And I was like, fuck no.
Yeah, no. It'll be just Damien and myself. And to be honest, like I had a birth class the other day and I've kind of, I mean, we could talk about this on another episode, but I've got a little pre-plan because I'm getting a cesarean. So the night before, I've actually got a plan.
Don't give us the tea away. We'll do an episode on it because
I've got a little plan and I really like it.
Okay, you're going to do that. I'll talk about my little dating situationship that I ended. But for now, let's get people into Beyond the Valley.
Yeah, let's off you go.
Enjoy.
I know, how crazy is this? So I never thought I would be coming to Beyond the Valley on a podcast stage.
Me either, not at our age anyway.
No, I think we're better.
Not at our age. Yeah. What's your experiences with festivals?
So I wasn't a huge festival girl. I mean, I'm going to show my age here. I definitely did Summer Days. I know you've done Pyramid.
I did a four-day Pyramid Festival, which the young kids here probably wouldn't even remember Pyramid Festival. No, this young lad over here definitely wouldn't know it. You look way too young to be a pyramid. But, yes, it was a four-day festival down at Phillip Island. I did not camp. I slept in the back of a Ford Territory with a mattress because this gal does not camp.
Yeah, I'm not a camper, but it's a very amazing setup here. Yep. Logistically, BTV have killed it. There's glamping. It's definitely a festival that I'd be camping at.
Oh, I said, like, I love my little niece already who's not here, but I was like, damn, if you weren't pregnant, this would have been so much fun.
It would have been fun. It would have been fun.
So we don't have that much festival experience, but we have someone in our life who we're very close to that is a festival veteran.
A BTV veteran. But before we get Laura on stage, mm-hmm. for anyone that is listening and doesn't know Curious Conversations, should we just give them a little bit of a rundown of our podcast?
Sure.
So we launched in 2020, just before COVID. We launched Curious Conversations as a gateway for a lot of people that were suffering in the community of isolation. Mm-hmm. And we wanted everyone to feel a little bit connected at that time.
To be fair, you'd asked me to do a podcast for the last 2 years before that and I said, no way. There's no way that I'm getting in front of people and talking. Who wants to hear me speak?
You did say that, but you're a natural now. So thank you. So we opened the podcast just for our community and we had a lot of amazing feedback from a lot of female listeners saying they felt like they were part of a community. They were all very isolated at the time and they felt like they were speaking to their best friends. So
I think what sets us apart is we talk about real shit.
We did. Or we do. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, we do. So we launched in 2020 and then since then we've interviewed people like Michael Bublé, which was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody nervous. That was probably the most frightening interview I've ever done. But he was so amazing. Trent Conchon, who is a Richmond football player, ex-football player, influencers, Rosalia Russian, Tully Smythe, all the local celebs, I would say.
Do not forget our next guest.
And should we just bring her on?
100%.
Drum roll, Laura.
Laura Jewett. Dewey.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Who do you want to sit next to?
How fun is this?
I love
this.
First
time in my 6 years actually being on stage.
I know.
You're dancing side left, stage left, always.
So this is the second time we've had you on, but I feel
third.
Third. Yes, true. Third. Mm. So we wanted to have you on today because you are a BTV veteran. And we're not very festival goey.
Fine.
Is it fine?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
So we wanted to, how many times have you been to BTV?
So I was trying to count successfully 5, officially 6. The first time I ever came to BTV, I'm not kidding, I lasted about 3 hours, had an anxiety attack and called my mum.
Got an Uber
back to Melbourne and stayed in a hotel in South Yarra.
Did you? I didn't know that.
I don't tell people that story. I was young. I was either 17 or 18. And I remember I just got like a GA ticket and I was coming on day 2 or day 3 and the group that I was going with, they're actually more friends of friends. And when I rocked up, I had a boyfriend overseas at the time. Anyway, I rocked up to this campsite and I was like, all right, so where am I staying? And they were like, oh, you're going to share a tent with this dude. And it was the most etched looking guy. He had been like, hadn't slept in 3 days, complete stranger to me. And I just was like, oh, I don't think I can do this anymore. And so I did a quick lap of the festival again, felt super anxious and was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go home. And I called my mom and I literally was the definition of, mom, come pick me up. I'm scared. And so first one officially, but then I did 5 after that, which were very successful.
What makes a successful BTV or festival in general?
Definitely going in with an open mind. I think my favorite thing about BTV is all the mates that I've made over the years. Like I'm still friends with all of them and like they're all scattered around Australia. But honestly, those friendships, like, it's almost like trauma bonding, but festival bonding. Like yeah. You go through things together. You know, you've showered in the mud together. You've been sweating on a dance floor together. You've shared the love.
Yeah,
the friends, definitely.
So your advice, obviously your first experience wasn't the best. So your advice would be
bring
a good bunch of friends.
Yeah,
be prepared.
Obviously your crew is 100% everything. Obviously like my staples is definitely wet wipes. Like if you're camping, wet wipes are your besties, especially if you're single.
Wait, why? No, oh, tell me.
Let your imagination for that. Water, but I'm sure that you can probably buy a bit of water everywhere. What else would you need? Probably just a rain jacket, something to stay warm. And that's probably my 3 essentials for a good festival.
What if stay hygienic, stay dry, stay warm?
Love it. That's it.
Okay. What about if any girls are listening as well, any fashion staples that they need to bring?
Are there themes at these festivals?
Yeah. Is it dadcore? It's dadcore. So my fiance's in the crowd. Exactly. What does dadcore mean?
Ben doesn't know.
Jorts, New Balances, anything that's like a dad.
Oh, it's like Gen Z vibes.
So apparently it was on option for last year's costume poll and it didn't get voted in, but everyone was like, nah, fuck that. We want that one to be this year. So it came back this year.
And did you pack that?
How does that message get around?
And on Instagram.
Okay, cool.
You guys are really showing your age here.
We're 35 and So what's a festival do for you?
It brings me back to life. It brings me joy. It makes me feel young again. This is my 6th one, obviously. It brings every year. I just feel go straight back.
I think for
straight
the last 5 years, every year we see you probably the 2nd or 1st of Jan. And you're like, I can't do it again.
Laura comes back to my house in Melbourne and she walks in the door. I'm just like saging the fuck out of her. I'm like, I don't know what you've done the last 4 days, but I'm saging you.
And then by the end of October, we get a message.
You're getting the text message.
Hey guys, I'm coming to Melbourne for Beyond the Valley.
Do you mind if I stay with you again?
Wait, so last year you said it was your last Beyond the Valley. Yep. What made you come this year? Was it the lineup?
Totally. Great question. So last year was definitely my last one because I felt like COVID took what, 2 or 3 years away from BTV officially. They had the Beyond the City, but I didn't do it for 2 or 3 years. And I felt like those years had been robbed from me. So I went again last year and I had a new experience. I usually go with about 10 people. Last year I just went with one friend and it was a new experience and I just absolutely had the best time. I was like, I'm done. That filled my cup up. I can rest in peace Beyond the Valley for me. And then basically I was thinking about it and me and my, again, partner who's in the crowd, we get married in 2 months. And I was like, what a great way to test a relationship is go to a music festival. So we get married in 2 months. And I was like, babe, because we're a COVID relationship. I was like, we can't get married and have never been to a music festival. And people have said to me, well, what if you argue, or what if you broke up at the festival or whatever? And I said, well, good, at least we do it before the marriage saves some money. So I'm bringing here as a bit of a test. No, just kidding.
It's a relationship tester.
But seriously, I wanted to enjoy it. I had the best time last year, and I just wanted to have that same experience that I did last year with a girlfriend with my partner. So I've just dragged him on by the neck, kicking and screaming. And I was like, nah, fuck that. And I said, we're going. We're doing it. So it's going to be a different experience.
Can you give us an insight of what's happening with the crowd now? So what, we're day two, right?
Three. Who's been here since day three?
Day three.
Saturday the 28th.
No. So do people go ham every night? Do they pace themselves for New Year's?
First night fever is real. Okay. And I always reckon tonight is the night that I just lose my marbles, because you're trying to make up for the last 2 days previously. And so I think tonight is the night that you just, yeah. But when you know there's a start and an end, there's no point pacing yourself. Once it's over, it's over. You go as hard as you can for as long as you can. It's my life motto.
So what's a festival don't for you then? Is that a festival don't?
Don't be a pussy.
Yeah.
Well, true. No. My biggest regret last year, midnight hit and I was feeling a bit tired and I went to bed at literally 10 past 12 at midnight.
Is this on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, wow.
I just was tired. I was like, I'm good. My cup's filled. I do wish that I'd stayed out a little longer. And I had this mentality, like, oh, I just need to get up tomorrow and I need to be fresh for the trip home. I wish I stayed out. When do you ever say I wish I stayed out a little longer? But in this case, it was. I missed a really awesome set. Nelly Furtado came back on with Dom Dolla.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I was asleep. So I kind of just wish that I'd taken on the mentality a bit more of just push through.
So your motto tonight is that don't be a pussy.
Don't fucking give up.
Okay.
Don't give up.
You can do it.
Don't give up.
So you've just arrived today. You're fresh and you're not giving up.
I'm not giving up.
Watch out, anyone who sees Dewey out in the crowd tonight. Watch out.
Give her a high five.
Give her a hug. Give her a kiss. She'll love it.
Is there one BTV memory that comes to mind that you're just like, fuck, that was fun? And it was a fucking amazing experience.
Yeah, I loved the secret set that Flight Facilities did last year. They did a little secret set at Dr. Dan's tent.
Okay.
And obviously they performed the main stage, fireworks, or, you know, everything went off. And then everyone just thought they were done. But lo and behold, over at Dr. Dan's, they popped back up. And it was a lot more intimate. So if you were lucky enough to be there last year, it's one of, like, the top highlights of my life. Big cool, I know. But it was just surreal. They played all their decades. So it was like everyone knew the music. It was just fun. I also, that community that I became friends with last year were all with us as well. Okay. So just like one of those moments where we're just grinning from ear to ear, being like, how good is this? So that's probably my favorite BTV moment.
How do you know if there's a secret set going on?
So I noticed yesterday I had phone reception. I saw that What's So Not went on the BTV Instagram. You can't always get service. And he said, I'm doing a secret set tonight. Otherwise, word of mouth or the Instagram.
So people playing these 4 days, there might be a secret set going on.
Yeah, so I think I saw one tonight. Tomorrow. Tomorrow at Dr. Dan's, there's a secret set starting at 1 a.m.
Did I hear you before say you think it is Flight Facilities?
I was hoping it is again, because they finish and then there's a secret set right after Flight Facilities tomorrow night. So that would be awesome at Dr. Dan's. And if the organizer saw how well it went last time, they go, fuck, we should do that again.
Yeah.
See you at Dr. Dan's at 1 a.m. tomorrow.
So everyone who's listening to the podcast now and is probably thinking, you know what, I'm going to go to Beyond the Valley next year. What is a day like in the Valley? What time does music start? What time does it end?
Depends what day you're on. But like hypothetically, if I've been here this whole day, today was rough. If I woke up today, I'm hurting.
Why is it rough? Because the weather, or you're
No, it's just day three. It's day three of copious drinking. We'll probably put some Hydralyte and some Barocca in a cup.
That's a great tip to bring. Yeah.
Then I'll pop to the shower, 10 seconds of cold shower, bring me back to life. And then I'll go get some paella always.
About that paella.
I should just have some, just saying my breath probably. Okay. Paella. It was awesome. And then I'll probably go back for another nap for 2 hours.
Okay.
Then we're on. So it's 11:30, 12. We've woken up. We're cracking open a ginger beer, which you're all
at night time.
No, during the day.
Oh, during the day. Jesus Christ. Do you have baby brains?
You put your music on, your pre-downloaded music, because you don't get phone service, and you sit on your bed and you're drinking that can of drink, you go, I'm coming back. And it's like a battery. You feel it at your toes and it's all coming back and creeping back out. And then you're like, fuck yes, I'm back. I'm ready to go. So then maybe 2 p.m. is like your first person you want to see, maybe a bit early still. Or maybe you go meet up with the people you met the day before where you're like, oh my God, like let's have a drink tomorrow, go to their campsite, they come to yours, have a bit of a laugh about the shit you did the night before and the stuff that you said and you hope that no one remembered that they bring it up. And then, yeah, you start to kind of, my favorite is Dr. Dan's, go for a little dance, a little boogie at Dr. Dan's. And then, yeah, it's 6 p.m., 7 p.m., the big boys start and off you go.
Love that.
Until what time in the morning?
It is all, it's dependent on the person. Personally, me, anywhere from 1 to 3. 3, that's my max.
Okay. So what about, it's about to hit midnight.
We're on Grab the closest boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, obviously, so that we want to ask, Sarah is very single. So that was a next question about any single ladies that are listening that are going to BTV. But it's about to turn midnight, 31st of December. Where are you? What are you doing? Ideal situation. 3 days before you turn your
hinge to be
beyond the belly.
A few years ago, I was single, clearly. I was
fiance, close your ears.
I was stage right. Stage right is always good if you're single. And it's always where like me and my girls would go. And there was a boy there. Anyway, I guess he had primed me up to kiss me at midnight because about 10 minutes before the countdown, he walks up to me, doesn't say anything, goes, here's some gum. He gave me some gum 10 minutes before the countdown because he knew what he was about to do.
Cute.
And I don't know if that's, I see, that to me is
offensive.
Yeah, I thought it was an offensive. I was like, that's a bit of like you're at a festival. Like if you're going to share saliva, fucking cop it.
Yeah.
Like don't give me gum. I do appreciate it maybe now that I'm a bit more hygienic than I probably used to be. And obviously we did kiss and I am grateful for the gum, but it just felt in hindsight that it was a bit weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe, but maybe that is good advice if that's something that you do like, or it was a good in because I knew that's where he was going.
Sorry. I suppose it is a kind of classy pickup line in a way.
Yeah, but midnight, countdown, you're looking around, you're scoping around.
So is there still pressure to find someone to kiss at midnight?
I actually had more girl kisses at New Year's then. That's a bit of fun with your girlfriends.
Okay. Sarah, is there pressure to kiss someone at midnight?
let me see you tomorrow at midnight. No. I think
it's
so.
It's a bit of fun. You know what? They don't count. They don't count.
They don't count? Okay, great.
There you go.
There's you know Ben tomorrow night. They don't count at midnight.
No, you're all mine. No.
Okay. I feel like we've spoken about hungover cures and stuff. Broca.
Broca culture.
Hydrolite. Are there any other tips?
No.
No.
Hey, that's the golden trio. Cold shower, broca, paella. Done.
Okay.
I've got a question. Tal and I quite woo-woo spiritual. And we've done a podcast on reflecting the 23 things we learned about 2023 because New Year's is a big thing about reflection and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to do that here or you're like, I'm not even thinking about the fucking 2024?
Put it this way, you're not sober.
Yeah.
You've just gone back to your campsite. It's about 9, 10 p.m. tomorrow night and you're with your mates and you look at each other and you go, should we quickly do some resolutions? You all go quickly around the circle, hold hands. All right. Well, I want to run a half marathon. And the other person goes, I want to learn to do another language. And the other one's like, well, I'm going to be single for the year. And then you'll go around the room. This is my favorite part. You do a compliment circle.
I love this about you.
I love this about you. That's my favorite thing to do in like a setting where I like don't really know anyone. I'm like, let's go around the room and say one thing we love about each other. And they look at me like, who the fuck is this chick? That's a really good icebreaker, especially if you're not sober in a teepee or in a tent.
That's a really good icebreaker if you don't know anyone and you want to make some new friends.
And imagine, again, emphasis on not sober. You are just so lovey. Mm. You are just like, I love you.
You're really sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
What acts are you looking forward to at this BTV?
Obviously, again, five facilities. I've mentioned them how many times. Okay. I just think they're fun. They get the people going. I would have loved to see Rufus last night. They're one of my favorite acts. I've seen them at BTV, I think, twice now. They're fantastic. And just also learning new acts as well. I feel like there's a few names that I didn't notice or didn't recognize on the list, so it would be good to just watch.
Did anyone here go to Rufus last night?
Probably. Yeah.
G-Flip? Okay.
I'm so jealous. I would have loved to have seen G-Flip and Rufus.
I'm obsessed with G-Flip.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know, I think people that live authentically them and are just like real,
yeah,
I think that's why so much good shit's happening to her. That's, and that was our motto for 2024, just like authentic people.
We did say that, yeah, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
We love that.
Left out hanging. Sorry there, Dewey. Are you a drink for that one? Would you like a drink?
Yeah, let's do a
shot. Okay.
It's my water.
Maybe we should do our, we said authenticity then for 2024. Tell your next year.
I'm so jealous. I wish I could have a tequila.
Have you stood up and did a twirl of your belly?
Pardon?
Have you stood up and twirled with your belly?
If people don't know who have walked in, like, Tully's pregnant, so.
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
Stand up, do a twirl.
No, I'm okay. I don't know if I'd be able to get back down. No, I'm extremely jealous. What's your go-to drink at BTB?
Get your can of drink, whatever you're drinking, beer, ginger beer, cruiser. Obviously, we weren't supposed to bring them. If you find one, stash somewhere. I don't know, not me.
Accident.
You drink a few sips and then fill up the rest with your tequila so it's extra strong, and that's your perfect drink. Because then you're just doubling the standard drink, throw it back.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, you are seasoned. My lord.
I am seasoned.
God.
Guys, take a sip.
Is that straight?
That's straight tequila.
It's going to come out of my nose whenever I do tequila.
I'll take a sip for that because
P.S. Laura had a shot before and she's like, I don't take shots.
I don't take shots.
Yeah, oh, not all of that. I took a sip.
All right, is that
it? Oh my God, just take sips.
Take the whole thing.
I won't be a pussy. Do you know what? This is my first Beyond the Valley. Okay.
Cheers, everyone. Thank you.
Don't be like me. Don't succumb to peer pressure. That's a lesson for everyone.
Anyway, Laura, it was such a pleasure to have you on. You're not leaving until you take that shot.
I just said to everyone, you guys weren't even done. I said, well, thank you. It's not my podcast.
No, it's not, but you can be the plus three.
Oh,
you just, yum. Sorry.
That live just went in my mouth. I'm going now. It was so nice to meet you all. Thank you.
If you see Dewey in the grounds, please give her a hug. She loves it.
Thank you so much, Dewey. So we really wanted Laura on the podcast because we obviously are not seasoned festival goers, and whoever is listening to our podcast now, which will come out in January,
yep.
We wanted you guys to get a taste of the festival must-dos, must-sees, hangover cures, everything.
Do you know what I've learned? That I'm actually not too old to go to a festival.
Or too pregnant.
That's very true.
Yeah, it's true.
Coming through here, one of the girls was saying that there was a punter roaming around who looked 8 months pregnant. So even if you're pregnant, you can still come down.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Sarah, after this, what are you looking forward to doing, exploring the festival, listening to?
I'm looking forward to Dewey taking me around and breaking my cherry of BTV.
Nice.
Yep. Sheena Shea is on after us. So if there's any Vanderpump rules, like, I'm a massive Bravo girl. So
I know.
Reality I'm excited. TV all the way.
Excited to see Sheena Shea. And I wish we were staying for Central C, but we'll probably be home by then because we're flying to the Gold Coast tomorrow.
We are.
But yeah.
And if anyone doesn't know us, again, the latecomers, we're Tully and Sarah
from Curious Conversations.
Yes. And we've got an activewear business.
We do. And I think, is there anything else we want to talk about today?
No. Everyone have the best time and
be safe. Loose. Don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Well, no, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Yeah. Kelly's not pregnant, so there's a lot she wouldn't do.
Yeah. And if you're listening from home or on the podcast, welcome to 2024. And we can't wait to bring you guys episodes this year and just give you the Curious Conversations.
Have the best year, guys.
It's us again. We're back. It's Tully and Sarah. And if you don't know, we have an activewear brand called Tully Lou.
And we have Australia's favourite leggings. But not only do we have leggings, we've got hoodies, we've got outerwear.
We've got everything that you may need for an active lifestyle. So we want to give you guys an offer. If you've never shopped at Tully Lou, or if you've shopped at Tully Lou
and you just want $15 off your next order, you need to take this offer. And it's TL Cherry, all caps, all one word, and pop that in at checkout and you will get $15 off.
So head to our website, it's www.tallyloo.com, or head to our Instagram, stalk our page, use the code, and let's get you all in some TL.
And welcome to the family.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.